Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we are simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Chuck Norris just called in. We're lining him up to go live with him. Thank you so much for joining us. We have several guests joining us from Copenhagen, Denmark, several reporters, one a reporter, one a scientist, to be breaking down the fraud of man-made global warming. Obviously, not just the ClimateGate emails where the head UN scientists are engaged in premeditated fraud covering up the decline of temperatures in the last 9 years. Temperatures stopped heating up 15 years ago, started dropping 9 years ago. We'll be covering that coming up in the next hour. We're also going to get into the fact that Ron Paul said here last Friday that he believes the Obama takeover of healthcare to make even more Americans dependent on the government, $250,000 fines, 5 years in prison if you don't get insurance, he believes as it stands it will pass, but by one vote. So we better put pressure on Lieberman and let him know that if he doesn't vote against this, somehow the whole nation is going to target him to not be reelected. For the next 30 minutes, we are joined by Chuck Norris. He really doesn't need any introduction, though I will give him one here today. He's a martial arts expert, probably the most famous martial arts person in the world. Joined the Air Force after high school. During a service, he went to South Korea, where he began his training in martial arts and Tang Soo Do. He returned to Los Angeles in 62 and opened a karate school catering to such celebrities as Steve McQueen, who later encouraged Norris into his acting career. And then it goes on to his top TV show on CBS, Walker, Texas Ranger, best-selling author. He's done so much for kids who've been in trouble, teaching them discipline. He's a best-selling author, and he's also fighting the tyranny. So, Chuck Norris, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Good to have you here with us. We're about to go to break,
okay. But
I want to come back and talk about Copenhagen, Obama healthcare, all these proposals for new taxes. But what's got Chuck Norris most fired up right now?
The healthcare has me most fired up right now because they're just going in the wrong direction. And after we come back from the commercial, I can kind of give you an idea of how I think we should work on the healthcare issue.
Absolutely. So you're more concerned about health care than even Copenhagen.
I don't think they're ever going to get together. I can't see all these nations working together. I don't see China or India or any of them, cooperating on trying to cut down green gas emissions. The thing is, we have to lead by example, Alex. The United States have to lead by example. We should use the stimulus money to develop alternative sources of energy. Let's us here in our own country get our bed in order. Instead of putting garbage and dumps in the ocean, how about developing a way to use it for fuel? We're polluting our oceans, and we're polluting our dumps. We're filling all these gases up in these dumps. Why not figure out a way to make – the people have already found ways of making turning garbage into fuel – but the government won't pursue it and help make it a reality. We could use alternative sources of energy. We can then develop fuel efficient cars. We don't need cars that can do 140 miles an hour on the road. How about developing a fuel efficient car that the maximum speed of 70?
We have to
lead by example, and the other countries will follow, Alex. If they see we're serious about cleaning up the planet, by doing these type of things, cleaning up our own house and cleaning up alternative sources and finding alternative ways to use fuel and eliminate this cap and trade baloney.
Well, let's talk about that. Chuck Norris, the legend, can certainly say the legend, on the line with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Thank you. Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Chuck Norris with us until the bottom of the hour. We are live on the 14th day of December 2009 on this Monday. A bunch of subjects. We're going to go over government takeover of healthcare, climate gate, the Copenhagen meeting that's happening right now. We're going to talk about so many other issues. Also, we're going to talk about Kickstart for kids and the website. In fact, Chuck, let's do that right now. I mean, you're such a humble person, but you do so much for children around the country. Tell us out of the gates how folks can get involved with the Kickstart program and the different websites they can visit.
Well, KickstartKids.org is our organization where we teach the martial arts in the middle inner city middle schools. I started this 17 years ago, Alex, and currently we have 6,500 kids in our program. We have graduated over 60,000 kids over the last 17 years, and most of these kids going on to college and becoming successful in their own right. And they would tell you, if they would ever talk to you, that the Kickstart program is what saved them from going to prison or possibly being killed because it got them out of gangs. See, the thing is, to be in our program, you no longer have to. You cannot be in gangs. And, you know, most of the kids are, you know, in fact, we have a schools in Pflugerville right near you.
Awesome.
You know where Pflugerville is, right there.
Absolutely.
Austin. And anyway, Pflugerville called us and said, we see how successful your program is, and we would like to implement it as a community program in Pflugerville. So community got together, opened up two schools in Pflugerville, paying for it themselves. And it was so successful the first year that they opened up the three more schools. So we have a total of five, all five middle schools in Pflugerville. And that's kind of what where we're heading with our program, is getting a community involved. And like I say, we have kids. I had one young Hispanic boy, got a full scholarship to MIT. You know, a lot of our kids have graduated from high school, valedictorian. Because once they start believing in themselves, Alex, then the world's the limit for them. I mean, they can do anything they want to do, and it's been proven with our program. The martial arts is a great tool. It turned my life around, Alex. I was an insecure, non-athletic kid when I got involved in the martial arts when I went to Korea, and it just turned my whole life around. It raised my self-esteem and instilled that discipline and respect that I was lacking at that time. And so I know it does work, and like I say, that's my goal, and it's my wife, Gina, and my wife's passion is to implement Kickstart all over the country one day.
Well, it's beautiful what you're doing. And also, you've got the official Chuck Norris fact book, a new edition out on that, a perfect stocking stuffer, available all over, better bookstores everywhere and at Amazon.com. And also, I know a lot of the books and products you sell, you end up giving a lot of the proceeds also to Kickstart.
Well, all the proceeds from anything I do outside my entertainment world go straight to our Kickstart Foundation. You know, funny about this fact thing, this started about 4 years ago. I started getting these facts on my email, you know, a few of them, and I'm reading them, saying, "Oh, hey," I said, "these are funny," you know, but not expecting them to go anywhere. And then all of a sudden, the college kids picked up on the facts, and it became a phenomenon within in the universities and colleges. Then it filtered down to the high schools and the middle schools, and then it went global. Then it started going all over the world. Then the military picked up on it. And I got a call from the commander in Iraq, and he said, "Chuck, these Chuck Norris facts are driving me crazy over here. All the troops want you to come over and visit with them." So, you know, I did two trips to Iraq.
Chuck, do us a favor. Give us some Chuck Norris facts.
Well, you know, Chuck Norris was bit by a cobra, and after five excruciating days, the cobra died. You know, in fact, that's one of the first one in the book, and I kind of put I have the facts in the book, and then I tell stories behind it. And the story on that particular fact is that when I was filming Walker, Texas Ranger, I was doing a scene on the set and with a rattlesnake, and the thing bit me. And I talk about the story of this thing, how I picked him up the first time and I got him good. Second time I tried and he nailed me, and you know, and what went on after that. So it's some pretty interesting stories that follow the fact there. And like you say, it's good, Christmas talk type book.
Chuck, please give us a few more Chuck Norris facts from the man.
Well, they wanted to put Chuck Norris on Mount Rushmore, but the granite wasn't tough enough for his beard.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
In fact, when I'm writing these, Alex, you know, my 8-year-old twins are coming up as I'm trying to find – there's 600,000 facts out there. So I'm trying to find 101 of my favorite facts. So I'm looking through these all these facts, trying to find the ones that I think are the funniest.
What's your favorite?
Oh, golly. My favorite one is my 8-year-old son came up with. He was – you know, he says, you know, Chuck Norris – eats bullets for breakfast. Watch out when he burps.
Do you know who started the Chuck Norris facts?
Because... Oh, some college kid back east. And then he just started a few of them. Then all of a sudden, everybody.
What's the one about water? Because, I mean, everywhere I go, I hear people doing Chuck Norris facts.
I know. When I was in Iraq shaking hands with these troops, I shook hands with 27,000 troops over there and took pictures with all of them. And they'd walk up to me and say, they'd tell me a Chuck Norris fact, and they'd start laughing. And then they said, "What's your favorite?" And I'm thinking, golly, I don't know. So when I got back home, I said, maybe I should write, put one out that, kind of comes up with my favorite ones. Because, you know, after writing Black Belt Patriotism, and now I've got the addition to that book coming out next month, it's nice to write a book where you can kind of laugh about it rather than dealing with all the...
Well, I definitely want to get you on next month, and maybe I can twist your arm for an extended interview because we're running out of time. We only got 15 minutes left. Chuck Norris is our guest, but I'm very excited about that second book. I love the last one, The Black Belt Patriotism. Now, Chuck, moving quick here. specifically government-run health care. They want us to be dependent. Medicare, Medicaid cuts, $41 billion out of Medicare alone, but they're going to put more people in Medicare. It looks like it's going to pass. Ron Paul was on this Friday. He said, unfortunately, looks like it's probably going to pass.
Well, let it pass, and then believe me, everyone that puts their mark on that health care bill, we've got to get them out of office next year. You know, that's going to be my campaign. I write weekly articles for World Ed Daily, and I'm going to be hammering these guys. I'm going to be going after each and every one of them that passed this health care bill. Just think about this, Alex. You know, let's fix what is broken, okay? 20% of the health care bill is broken, but leave the 80% alone. You know, 80% of the people are happy with their health care. You know, I'm happy with mine. So let's work on the 20% that isn't working. You know, rather than tearing it down, it reminds me, like, if you have a flat on your car, right? But you decide to change all the tires and maybe put in a new motor, whether you need it or not. See, I believe that's what the government's thinking here.
Well, worse than that, they're going to take the motor out and fire machine gun bullets into it because it has a flat.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, you know, it's not going to work. It's not going to work, and there's going to be a lot of hurting people because of this. And that's where my heart goes out. My heart goes out to the people that, that are going to be suffering from this.
Well, we're also, as you were saying to me during the break, we're also bankrupt, and it is in there to give the illegals health care. I mean, we can't take 20, 30 million people and give them free health care. I mean, we're going bankrupt.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the thing is, I think the biggest mistake government made is using all this stimulus money to shore up AIG, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, banks, cars, and all this stuff here. They should have been using all that stimulus money to shore up small business so they can begin hiring back their employees. You know, our country survives on 80% of small business.
Yes.
You know, 80% of our economy. And so why in the world isn't the government, you know, of course Obama's talking about it now, a year later, well, I've got to help small business. Why didn't he start that, you know, months and months ago if he had?
Well, let me throw this out at you, Chuck Norris.
Right now.
Sorry to interrupt, we just have limited time. If Ron Paul runs for president in the next year and a half, are you going to support him, or are you thinking about supporting him?
I love Ron Paul, but I have to be honest with you. I would like to have a younger president. You know, when you get in your 70s, you know, and I'm pushing 70, you know, it's a tough grind. I would rather find someone like Ron Paul who can lead our country. And I'm really still a Mike Huckabee fan. I really still believe that Mike Huckabee is the man to lead our country. And that's kind of the general consensus of the people in America. And I would love to have Ron Paul in a very prominent position in Washington. But what kind of position?
Like Treasury Secretary?
Yeah, something like that. Something, because he's an honest man. You know, here's one of my favorite facts also, is America's not a democracy. It's a Chucktatorship. and now, if that were true, Alex, I would go to Washington. I would line up every member of Congress. And I'd have Ron Paul, who I think is the most honest politician in Congress. I'd say, Ron, point out the honest and the dishonest politician. And we'd go down the aisle, and Ron'd say, he's honest, this one's dishonest. I'd walk up to that person, and I'd say, you're fired. And if he didn't move immediately, I'd choke him unconscious and drag him over the aisle.
Chuck Norris is our guest. Chuck, shifting out of healthcare, obviously I agree with you. It's very unpopular in the polls. It's unconstitutional. The federal government's not supposed to be involved in healthcare. And we need to have recalls of these people, and we need to repeal it if they do pass it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, the thing is, it's going to be a very trying 3 more years with the Obama administration. I can, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg with this health care. This is just the beginning. If they pass this, then it's going to embolden them to pass a lot of other very devastating bills such as cap and trade and a lot of the other things that's going to really negatively affect our country.
Chuck Norris, since you brought that up, I have the headline here, EPA threatens command and control economy to push climate change agenda. And that was in Associated Press. Another headline was Obama threatens command and control. He's saying if the Senate doesn't ratify Copenhagen, which openly establishes global government, according to the head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, then he will order the bureaucracy to supersede Congress. That is a high crime, Ron Paul said last Friday. That clearly is an impeachable offense. If Obama does implement Copenhagen without congressional approval, what do you think should be done?
I think then the Congress should impeach Obama. You know, they have the right to. You know, they can impeach him.
This is not an Obama dictatorship, is it?
No, it isn't. And that's what he really wants. You know, the thing, he's not concerned about 2012. By 2012, he wants to be able to be a lifetime member of the presidency.
Absolutely. Or have us in an emergency so bad that it's like Roosevelt, he just stays on.
Well, that's what they're doing. You know, I know their game plan. It's all a con game. They're just trying to make our country so dependent on government that he can do whatever he wants to do to our country. I can see what he's doing here, and if we the people don't stand up and say enough is enough, and we're going to vote, you know, well, you would say like to say Congress is now impotent, you know that. Obama and his czars are the ones, and Rahm Emanuel and George Soros, they're the one running our country. And it's a sad situation right now.
That's what's incredible. George Soros will go before Congress and badmouth the banks when he is the biggest one involved in 1999 lobbying to get Clinton to change the rules, and it's his crew in there running the show right now.
Well, believe me, you know, that's why they want a one-world government, because they want a one-world bank. And George Soros will be running that one world bank. That's his goal.
Chuck Norris is our guest. We've got about 10 minutes left with him. I want to play you two short clips. This is Herman Van Rompuy, the new head of the EU, calling for global government on BBC. Next is Al Gore. Here is Van Rompuy.
Our countries, 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
Okay, global government, global management. Next clip, Chuck, and I want your take on both of these. This is Al Gore calling for global governance around the environment. They're admitting this is their system for planetary government. Here it is.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change, and one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements.
Well, global governance.
The thing is, right now, Al Gore has become a multi-zillionaire because of this con game of global warming. You know, the thing is, you ought to look outside my ranch right now. I'm freezing to death right now. It sure isn't warm right now here at the ranch. But the thing is, I think it's a global con game that Al Gore has initiated. You know, and I'm sure he's used, he's probably in cahoots with George Soros and a lot of those people with the power and the money. And it's made him, probably a billionaire by now. And, thing is, but a billion's not enough. Once they get a little, they want a lot, and then they want it all. And that's what Al Gore, George Soros, Barack Obama, that's what they want. They want total control over the world, and especially on the United States of America. And it's heading in that direction, Alex. Believe me, it's heading in that direction. And if we don't do something about it, the people don't rise up, we're going to have a revolution in our country. Because once the government comes in and starts dictating us how we can raise our children, putting us in jail if we don't send our kids to school to learn what homosexuality is all about and how to use condoms properly, they're going to put you in jail.
Well, Chuck, in 2000, I covered Fiskgate when it first broke that they were taking 14-year-olds to a dorm with beds, and I had stations got angry when I played the audio tapes. This person is now the school czar,
mm-hmm,
teaching 14-year-olds, even if it was heterosexual, it's pedophilia.
It doesn't matter what heterosexual, homosexual. The thing is, that's too young.
Why are they allowed to engage basically in pedophilia?
Oh, golly. I don't know why they are. You know, I mean, it's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. And that's what they want. They want a free society where anything goes. I mean, George Soros, he loves that. He wants a free society in our country. And I really believe he's the power behind it all, and I really believe that that's the direction they're going, is having America as a free society, and that you can do pedophilia, you can do whatever you want, which will be okay. There's not going to be a crime about it.
Well, yeah, NAMBLA is an official part of the UN. They're a non-governmental organization. That's the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
You know, I don't hate any of groups out there for their sexual preference or whatever.
But I
do hate NAMBLA. I do hate NAMBLA going after children. Sorry,
I
go ahead.
Too. No, I have a lot of friends that are homosexuals, gays, and that's not the concern of mine. If that's their lifestyle, fine.
But going after people's kids.
Yeah, going after people's kids, that's a whole different animal. And God forbid anyone ever come after my children. I would spend the rest of my life in jail because I would pulverize them.
Chuck Norris, you, and any good parent would, you brought up during the break what you're really upset about. I said, what's most concerning? You talked about California's trying to pass laws to restrict homeschooling. Germany arrests you if you won't send your children to their indoctrination.
Yeah, they've actually pulled children out of homeschool. They're trying to keep you from having homeschooled there in Germany. And I've read blogs where parents have gone to jail because they would not let their kids go to a public school and learn about homosexuality and free sex, and how to do it. I mean, what's our world coming to, Alex? It's so depressing, to see the decadence that's going on, not only in our country, but all over the world.
Well, whatever happened to innocence, just leaving kids alone to have a good time and not turn them into adults or not turn them into perverts? Look at this.
At 12 years of age.
Guys, punch up Maury Strong. I want people to see that quote. You talked about how they want to destroy our society. Maury Strong, the head of the UN Environment Program, involved with the Oil for Food Program, he's now been indicted. He's in trouble. He said, is it the only hope for the planet that the industrial civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? He said that in 92 at the UN. He said carbon taxes are to destroy the economy. They want to bankrupt the economy and make us dependent on them. And that's everything you're fighting against, Chuck, and that's what's so exciting.
That's what they want to do here. They want to bankrupt our economy here in the United States and then come with a universal coin, universal money, international money, and take away the dollar we have here in America and everyone use the international currency. And I see that just like North Korea. North Korea just implemented changing the currency there. Well, that's what's going to happen universally if we don't do something about it.
Chuck, in closing, let me ask you this. I've had a lot of national media here the last week, and I play them clips of the head of the EU, head of the UN calling for global government, Al Gore. I give them the treaty, the Copenhagen Treaty, that states global government, a 2% tax on everything, which they're now promoting, Pelosi and others are, all these other taxes, and they tell me it doesn't exist. That's a mind game, isn't it?
It's all a mind game, Alex. It's all a mind game. And they're saying, well, we want to help the poor countries. We have poor people in our own country. A lot of our kids, our inner city kids, they won't have a Christmas this year because they have no money. And the thing is, why aren't we helping the poor in our own country and helping them be able to enjoy the luxuries of what we have in this country? This is what irritates the heck out of me. Is all the money we send overseas trying to help them out, and they don't even appreciate it. Let's give it to the people in our own country.
Well, I agree, Chuck Norris.
Alex?
But Chuck, it's worse. The eugenicists, the White House science czar, they say the carbon taxes are about starving the third world. These carbon cuts in the treaty will just kill millions of starvation a year conservatively.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just believe charity begins at home, and I just hope the people see what is going on and just not sit home and say, well, whatever happens, it will happen. It's not the way it should be, I'm very concerned about it, it's almost like, if you do it, I'll do it. No, you do it first and then I'll do it. It's like nobody, everybody wants, no one will step up unless someone else does. And, but I really believe that we, the United States, have to start leading by example.
We do. Chuck Norris.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Okay, finishing up with the legend, Chuck Norris. There's two people we can say really are a legend. Best-selling book is the official Chuck Norris Fact Book. You can get it for $12.99 at Amazon.com or even less. Great stocking stuffer. And all the proceeds of that go to a really good cause. And that, of course, is the Kickstart program with youth all over the country. And you do teach them discipline, teach them self-respect, teach them self-control. It really does save a lot of lives. And it's so important, all the great things Chuck Norris is doing. Okay, Chuck, finishing up with that point you got cut off, Obama, you talk about him wanting a dictatorship. Clearly, they are setting one up. Clearly, he's setting up a domestic police force he's called for. You talk about revolution. How do we get the people to stand up and say no so it doesn't get to that point?
Well, the thing is, right now, leadership in our country is very scarce. You know, I think two leaders that I look up to is Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee. You know, and Mike Huckabee has a voice now on Fox, and it's really showing because the polls are saying that he is by far the leading candidate for the Republican ticket in 2012. I really think, you know, being with Mike Huckabee for 5 months campaigning for him, I saw him as a man of integrity and honesty and really a very intelligent man. And he, when on that tour, he never had a teleprompter. He never had notes. He, he never had anything. He talked right from his heart, Alex, and that was very impressive.
Now, I saw the media confronting him with that made-up thing about that nut that the parole board said let out, and he was just so slick talking.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean, as he explained, that was 10 years ago. The kid was 16 years old, and all he committed was burglary. You know, he didn't assault anyone. He didn't kill anyone. It was strictly a burglary.
Well, it does show the media is scared of Huckabee. That's why
they're scared of him. They're scared of him. And, you know, but the guy did fall between the cracks because those judges in Washington let him out after he had committed those heinous crimes. And that was where the failure was in Washington.
Chuck, we're going to let you go because I know you've got a newspaper interview coming up. But on the subject of Huckabee, he has been coming out now and talking about the New World Order. He said it's a bad thing. And I think it's becoming more acceptable now to tell the truth about the UN and the globalist and George Soros, thanks to you and others speaking out. But I have no doubt that we're going to defeat the New World Order, having Chuck Norris on our side.
Well, we're going to survive 3 more years, Alex, and then we're going to have Mike Huckabee as president and Ron Paul as Secretary of the Treasury. And that way we'll keep things honest in our country.
Thank you so much, Chuck Norris, for joining us. We'll talk to you next year.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay, there goes Chuck Norris. Take care, sir. Well, that was a fun interview with Chuck Norris. What about a Huckabee-Ron Paul ticket? Look, a Huckabee's not perfect, but compared to George Bush and Barack Obama, my gosh, anything's good. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm just glad that Chuck Norris is going around speaking out against the New World Order. He's going on national TV, and when Sean Hannity said, oh, well, Ron Paul's a kook, Ron Paul's a nut, and he said, well, good, I'm a nut too, I like him. You know, he didn't betray him. He didn't wasn't a doubting Thomas. He didn't throw Ron Paul under the bus. And Chuck Norris has come a long way waking up for the New World Order, just like Jesse Ventura has come a long way. You know, talking to Chuck Norris, he talked about how over 10 years ago he heard my show and liked it in Texas. And Chuck knows a lot more than he's letting on, I'll tell you that. So he's certainly coming along, not just in his knowledge, but what he's willing to talk about. But he certainly does like Mike Huckabee. So that was an interesting interview with him. You know, I was about to ask him about Glenn Beck, who he goes on his show and is friendly with. Glenn Beck, calling for a value-added tax. Glenn Beck, calling for a value-added tax. That's exactly what the Copenhagen Global Government Treaty that will be paid directly to the IMF and World Bank. We now have the treaty. It's on record, Associated Press, London Guardian, that IMF World Bank will run the treaty, and so developing countries boycott UN climate talks because the UN is to lose its power. The UN never had any power. It was always a front for banks. It was a debating society to get all the third world countries together so they could be bought off and paid off. Guys, will you pull up again the clip of Bill O'Reilly slash Glenn Beck Friday night? This is Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck talking about how they want national sales taxes and value-added taxes. How, over a decade, I've told you, because I read the official government plans, it's Council on Foreign Relations publications, you're going to have a national sales tax that is graduated. So it's fair. Some will be exempt, but there's going to be fraud with people buying black market. So you're going to have to thumbprint and swipe a card to buy and sell. That will also be your carbon tax credit. I've told you that for more than a decade because I'm reading directly from the CFR and RAND Corporation and others' plans. I haven't forgotten more than I know, forgotten more than most people know. It's that I read this RAND Corporation plan about federalizing all police and putting federal death squads on the streets. And 10 years from now, it will just be knowledge that I have. And I'll have to reach back into my memory to even remember where I got it. But they write about what's already been covertly set up here. But the issue here is, people ask why I don't like Glenn Beck. Because the establishment is keeping their friends close, their enemies closer. At key points, Beck attacks Ron Paul. At key points, he says there are no FEMA camps. At key points, he says the MIAC Homeland Security reports saying veterans and gun owners are terrorists might be reasonable. At key points, he gets your confidence and then he sabotages. And when I saw Nancy Pelosi last week, many see VAT option as cure for runaway deficits. Give me a close shot of this, please. This is the Gainesville Sun, and you can look up all these other Republicans and Democrats saying, oh, yes, the way to get us out of this deficit is more taxes. No, the average federal employee's money's gone up. The government tripled under Bush, has more than tripled in the first year under Obama. They want to destroy the economy. As Chuck Norris just said, I have their own documents. I just read to you what Maurice Strong said. But here's Nancy Pelosi calling for it. Now, in this seven-minute clip, I don't have time to play the whole thing. You can go watch it at InfoWars.com if you want. In the article Kurt Nemo wrote, Beck O'Reilly called for more taxation. They start talking about, oh, the liberals don't like you. Oh, I'm proposing taxes. Oh, I wonder why the liberals had you on ABC. And it's all about the celebrity of Beck and how much these two egomaniacs on TV together. And I just can't understand how they completely sell their souls out for money and power. There's nothing wrong with money and power if you got it through telling the truth, doing the right thing, and not being an evil person. But it's not what you're supposed to worship and do anything for. I mean, Glenn Beck and O'Reilly, with the words they use and the terms they use and about tightening our belts and discipline. Discipline is giving the government more taxes, officially setting up a federal and value-added tax over everything, federal inspectors in more of your lives, two more IRSs. And then I said last week, I said, watch, you're going to watch value-added and sales taxes proposed during a financial crisis in the next year. And because I read it in the treaty, what you read in a UN treaty is what happens, Jack. Even if the Senate doesn't ratify it, by fiat, they will pass all the tax laws to get in line with it, all the laws piecemeal to get like an erector set or Legos. They will put it all together in pieces. And what is in the treaty? A value-added tax of 2%. What did Lord Monckton tell you last week? What did I read out of the treaty here on air? Here it is. Here's the treaty. What does it have? A 2% flat tax on all air travel, a 30% tax on all coal, a 2% value added right off the top of the GDP. It's all in the Framework Convention on Climate Change, which is a convention like the Continental Convention, like the Constitution. This is their global government total takeover. They've built the platform. They've got the rocket fueled. They're launching the rocket. They're launching the New World Order right now. The greatest time to ever be alive, folks, because these people are eugenicists. They want to cut your resources off so they can socially engineer you and take your kids. Chuck Norris has finally gotten it completely. He understands it's about taking your kids. It's about the state ending the family. Folks, the Illuminati during the French Revolution, this is on record, tried to go to a 10-day work week, 10 days out of the week. What was it, like 9 months out of the year? They tried to abolish the family. It failed. China tried that. These people are the same group, ladies and gentlemen. It's real. You better wake up. They mean business. You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. They want you dead. You understand that? They want your family broken up. That's why they give men ridiculous expectations, women ridiculous expectations. Everybody thinks they're supposed to be a movie star. Everybody feels inadequate because they never became movie stars. Madison Avenue first makes you feel weak and insecure, then they can sell you with what will supposedly fulfill you. When the truth is, I've been in big movies with big movie stars. The truth is, I've hung out with people you wouldn't believe. The truth is, I've seen things you wouldn't believe. The truth is, because I took action against the New World Order, and most people were too timid to do it, it's taken me to very high mountains. I've been taken up to the mountain and offered great power by the system. But because I was offered the great power, I realized it was crap. It meant nothing. It means nothing. Money means something if your car isn't running and you can't feed your family. It's very important up to that point. Once you're comfortable, let me tell everybody out there, the yuppies who think they need more, that they'd be fulfilled if they had the newest iPod or if they had the newest car, it means nothing. What matters is that you're an honorable person and that you help other people and that you understand you're part of the species and part of a continuum and that there's evil that has to be faced. That's what will fulfill you. You're not fulfilled because you aren't tuned into reality. Your subconscious mind is hundreds of times more powerful than your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind knows everything that's going on. Everyone is a genius, but they can't focus it through their conscious lens. Hundreds of times stronger. You don't have access to that. You haven't trained yourself to have access to discernment, to understanding. And so your subconscious mind is telling you, I'm not happy. I don't like this. You may be in a $5 million mansion. You may have the hottest 25-year-old trophy wife prancing in on her high heel shoes. You're not happy. You know why you're not happy? Why isn't Tiger Woods happy? Why aren't all these sports people and movie stars not happy? Because they're not truly serving humanity. Now, the globalists know how to create counterfeits of serving. For the carbon tax, let's help the third world with all the well-meaning hippies, when it's actually meant to kill the third world. Of course you hide killing the third world, starving them out under siege, by saying that's warfare, the opposite of what it really is. You're killing them, you say you're saving them, to get all the well-meaning people to serve them. And that's the true essence of evil, is getting good to serve you. Get sophisticated. Get serious. I've said enough. I'm ranting. Just listen. I don't hate Glenn Beck. When I assess him, he looks like a completely mentally ill person. He looks completely screwed up. His eyes, he looks completely weak, completely powerless. Very effeminate, but not that effeminate is bad in a woman. It's that male effeminate behavior. He just reeks disingenuousness. And my God, how can people not see this man as a complete fraud? Not just by his reeking evil. I mean, he is like a horrible goblin that sits on the left knee of Satan. I mean, he just comes off. My God, how can people not? I mean, same thing with Bill O'Reilly. I mean, just an absolutely evil, swollen up, worldly person. How, having discernment, it's like radar beams. I can just look right through them. And I don't know how other people can't see this. And yes, I see how weak and bad I am. Don't worry. But we're all weak and bad. We're also all incredibly strong and wondrous. It's that I can see in me what's bad, and I'm ashamed of it. These guys, their greatest possession is their worldliness. And here he is in a false, they know the mind likes to have a choice, so they give you a choice, sales tax or value added. Then they talk about liberals persecuting them after, so people sit there conservative, feeling like they're part of a club with O'Reilly and Beck. I mean, it's and they're like egomaniacs sparring with each other over, oh, you're stealing my stuff, when it's on record that Beck takes what we do and then tries to mimic it only to fool the public that's waking up. I mean, it's just horrible. Here is Glenn Beck calling for taxes.
Thanks, Sam Wittes and Bill O'Reilly in the At Your Beck and Call segment. Tonight, a shocking development. Fox News commentator Glenn Beck, chosen by Barbara Walters as one of the most fascinating people.
I mean, how is this news? Egomania.
I'm not kidding. With us, Mr. Fascinating himself, Glenn Beck.
What's Beck, not before fascinating? What's not fascinating with me about me?
We'll get to that in a moment. And it's a travesty of a mockery of a sham, as we all know.
Just look at it. Shows how troubled relevant.
I mean, this is a but Benedict
I
Arnold.
I ask you a serious question. Last night, I know you watched Factor every night.
Yes.
So you can steal material.
Oh, my God.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax.
Oh, 10%. Yeah. Hit pause.
What did you think about
it? Oh, yeah. They're going to freeze spending, and cows jump over the moon. Bush tripled it. Obama more than quadrupled in the first 8 months. 8 months in, he'd spent more money than all presidents before him, back to George Washington. Folks, they've decided to bring the country down, to rape it dry. Do you get that? All that's going to be left is SWAT teams as a rear guard action. Do you understand that? Listen, back it up a little. People say I edited it. He's asked, oh, I want a national sales tax. And then Beck says, oh, no, I want a value-added tax. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, not just a raising taxes. They want tracking taxes. They want IRS and Homeland Security in all your businesses. You think the IRS is bad? A national sales tax is a million times worse. Oh, but it's been sold for 20 years by fake conservative groups as a replacement for the income tax. They're not getting rid of the income tax. They're going to give you a carbon tax, sales tax to track everything you're doing, fools. This is the carbon tax. And a value added on the GDP. It's in the treaty! I don't care if Neil Bortz on their payroll for 10 years has taught you to love it every day. I'm going to come back and play the clip. It's the watching you get conned. It's the watching you get manipulated. Why are you so gullible? This isn't hard to figure out. What's so wrong with stupid liberals? What's so wrong with stupid conservatives? You're not conservative. You're not liberal. You're Kool-Aid drinking mainstream media morons. Wake up, man. There isn't any more time.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food. So, if you want a national sales tax and a value-added tax, notice all you conservatives got fooled for the last decade plus being taught, we got to have a sales tax, fair tax, flat tax. And I would explain to you on air, no, they're going to bait and switch during an economic crisis and give you those taxes on top of the income tax. And it's going to be a national carbon tax. and it's going to track everywhere you go and what you do. Shut up, communist! I like being conned! And now, oh, your two icons, Bill O'Reilly, Bill O, and Glenn B. Baby B, he's up there. He's going to save you. And then they go into how the liberals are attacking them. See, let me tell you how you're conservative. You raise taxes. Absolutely. That's incredibly conservative, Glenn. Yeah, we shouldn't cut the government that's doubling or more every year. Yeah, no, let's just raise taxes. Well, of course they are. That's their job, is to be absurd. Glenn Beck is meant to come off disingenuous and slimy to everyone out there to demonize the Patriot movement. Again, with patriots like Glenn Beck, who needs Mao Zedong? With libertarians like Glenn Beck, who needs Joseph Stalin? Let's go ahead and go back to Beck and O'Reilly, just two of the slimiest fake pundits out there together.
I know.
Here they are.
Factor every night,
yes,
so you can steal material.
Oh, my God.
And I said that economically we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax.
Yep.
Oh.
What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you, except I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added tax.
No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added tax?
Value-added tax goes through absolutely everything. So it hits 2% on every piece. You make a car, somebody's making the radio, 2%. Somebody's making the... So it hits...
So corporations
it
pay
it
too.
All the way along the line.
But you remember that corporations...
It's an extraordinary amount of money.
...will always pass it on to the folks, which is I like the sales tax better.
Well, hang on just a second. But if you have a 2% VAT, you can pay things down awfully darn quickly.
That's
what
right.
I want
That's
is
right.
a what I want is this is the part of the notes. I want a 2% VAT. It goes directly to the deficit.
No more than
10 years.
Directly to the deficit, just like 2% VAT, the Copenhagen Treaty calls for. That goes directly to the deficit. In fact, here's the PrisonPlanet.com article from last Friday before that was broadcast. Now EU wants global taxation, global transaction tax, to fund more bailouts. What's in the treaty? A global 2% tax, a value-added tax on the entire GDP. You just watch that pass and that happen. You just watched Glenn Beck openly in front of you propose what's in the treaty. Just magically, just exactly what they're calling for. You would never expect it, and now you will fight for it because Glenn Beck, the one you trust, the one that'll talk about the New World Order, told you so. And he'll also tell you there's no FEMA camps, even when it's in the Wall Street Journal and Houston Chronicle. He'll tell you everything's fine and Ron Paul supporters are dangerous when Ron Paul has a chance of winning, then say he's best friends with Ron Paul later to get your confidence to make sure in 2011, 2012, Ron Paul gets sabotaged. Benedict Arnold, the number one general of the war, the most winningest general against the British. And he was a British agent the entire time. And let me tell you something. If you don't know that Glenn Beck is knowingly New World Order, you need to have your head examined. But there he is. And O'Reilly, he's got the sales tax. Don't worry. Don't argue, boys. We're going to get both of them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.